Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for agdaily.com for the week of Tuesday, February 20th. The grain markets opened up strong overnight, at least in the beans. Corn and wheat eventually followed. March corn up 4 cents at 420 and a half. March wheat up 5.5 cents at 566. We did make a new contract low in the wheat by a penny. If we close over Friday's high, it would be a key reversal, so hopefully we'll see something positive there. March beans gapped open higher. They closed the overnight up 12.75 cents at 11.85. The gap is at 11.73 3/4. Hopefully we don't fill that in the next 3 days and we gap and go and try to force some of the funds in on these positions. Brazilian harvest is 32% complete. There will be some late stress on west central areas due to the dryness there. Argentina has been dry, but they're looking to get more rains here this week. One Brazilian corn estimate is down to 126 versus 140 last year, but it's still about a million metric tons above the USDA number. President Biden has pushed the start date on year-round ethanol sales to 2025. That's disappointing for American farmers who hope to see it come in this year. We did have some export sales this morning. That's positive. 155 new crop corn to Japan and 228,000 metric tons of old crop meal to the Philippines. So a little bit of business there. That's always helpful. For the week, we'll have export sales on Friday. The trade's going to be trying to set up for the WASDE report. I think it's on March 8th. So, you know, the big question is, do the funds start to cover on this kind of an opening? We're going to see a gap and go in the beans. Hopefully we will. I'd like to see, obviously, the wheat close over Friday's high. Friday's high in March wheat was 571, so we're only about a nickel away from that. If we could close over that high, it would give us a key reversal and maybe something a little bit to hang our hats on here. I don't see anything fundamentally bullish on the grain market, but as I've said before, a lot of times the technicals will lead the fundamentals, and if the funds want in, we can certainly see higher prices. Right now, I've got the funds short 320,000 contracts of corn, 88,000 contracts of wheat, short 134,000 contracts of beans, short 22,000 meal, and 44,000 oil. So hopefully, again, we can see the funds start to cover those positions and give us another marketing opportunity. But still, fundamentally, there's nothing particularly friendly here. But maybe we'll get a good marketing opportunity if we can get the funds to cover. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good week.